CanadianThinker.com by Freddie P. He's a blogger, he's a broadcaster, he's one hell of a son of a bitch, and he's back east. Hi, Freddie.
How you doing there, Neil?
Well, I'm doing all right. Busy day today, my friend.
Yes, I see.
You know, I finally got my my ass on Twitter.
Did you really?
I did, and I knew you wouldn't be surprised because you always used to call me a twit back in the 90s when we worked together anyway, so I thought it'd be appropriate. But, man, I am blown away, Freddie, at how fast information comes your way on Twitter. Whether it's true or not, I don't know.
Well, that's the key. You have to watch what's being sent to you.
Exactly. I know you're on Facebook, but are you on Twitter?
No, not at this point. I don't think anybody's really interested in following me anywhere at this point.
Well, I think on the blog, you know, FreddiePee.ca.
No, I just haven't done it yet.
Okay, no problem. Well, it's just, you know, I've just started twitting or twatting, if you will, Freddie. No, it's a family show, even on your blog, but I'll try and keep it clean. Twitting. And you know, just getting updates about the NHL and hockey specifically. Man, it comes fast and furious. The big news out here in Vancouver is, of course, the Rick Rippon incident the other night in Minnesota. Do you see that, Freddie?
Yes, I did.
First of all, what did you think from a passive, you know, kind of a neutral observer, I guess?
Absolutely disgraceful, and six games is ridiculous.
So you think he deserved more?
Oh, absolutely. It's not like that fan took a swing at him. It was a verbal jive, I guess, from the fan. Just said something to him. For him to actually make a move towards the fan, step up the way he did and grab him, inexcusable. I would say 40 games minimum.
Well, he's going to get six games. That'll be $42,000 of his salary gone to some sort of fund that the NHL has. They've even broken it down more than that. It's a pretty good chunk of change for a guy who's only making $575.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. That shouldn't enter into it. The penalty is not nearly severe enough for the crime. You don't go into the stands. You look at Ron Artest when he went in the stands there. I think it was in Detroit in the NBA. A whole season, $5 million. A guy who just went after, followed him. I forget the other player's name who followed him in just to make sure, I guess, he needed some backup. He got 30 games. The NHL is just not serious with this stuff. He made a move to go in the stands after a fan, then actually put his hands on the fan. The fan didn't touch him first.
One thing I will say, Freddie, is this will probably change the way the athletes come on the ice and go off the ice. You know how sometimes they give the fans a tap and stuff as they go by? Mm-hmm. I bet those days are over.
Well, we'll see. I mean, these incidences, you know, if they escalate, I'm sure you may see that. But this particular incident in this particular year is just, the penalty does not serve the crime in my estimation. And I know there's people in Vancouver thinking, oh, if it was a Leaf, you'd think six games was fine. But, you know, that's not what I'm judging right now. It's just what I've saw, and I just don't think it's adequate.
Speaking of the Leafs are falling here in Vancouver and British Columbia as they are in Ontario, I'm sure, Freddie. And so are your beloved Toronto Maple Leafs. Two losses in a row now. What's going wrong?
Well, I think we made this comment last week. You know, they have a pop gun offense, and, you know, it doesn't take long for opposing coaches to get in a video room and study stuff. And they've just shut down the Leafs scorers, Bozak and Kessel. This week, two home games, they only scored two goals. So I think that's going to be a problem with the Leafs going forward. I mean, defensively, not too bad, but they just couldn't score goals this week, and I think that's going to be a problem going forward.
First of all, Freddie, if you ever say going forward to me again, I'll come down there and kick you in the ass because I hate those two words together.
Going forward. What about at the end of the day?
You got me.
At the end of the day, going forward, I really enjoyed this.
CanadianThinker.com by Freddie P is the website. If you want to find out what Freddie has to say and you're tired of listening to his voice, or you want more of him, you can do so right now, 24/7, CanadianThinker.com. Last two words of yours, Freddie.
Oh, I'm loving you.